我们大家恭敬合掌。
Let's join our palms with honesty and visualize homage to our lineage root guru, Living Buddha Lien Sen, homage to the Golden Mother of Primordial Pond, all lineage gurus, all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Dharmapalas, Herukas, Dakinis, divinities, Grand Masters, Sumu, all masters, Dharma educators, Dharma teachers, fellow disciples, all disciples and guests all over, watching over the internet, good evening.
今天我们是啊，恭贺瑶池金母的圣诞哈，我们都要很。
Today we celebrate Golden Mother's birthday. We all should be very grateful to Golden Mother because, by the guidance of Grand Master, we know how to walk the path of liberation. So today I would like to briefly share.Recently, I went to study ESL, which is the English as a second language. So, because of love, I need to continue to live the best I can. Now my children have left me to school. And they said,How long did it take you to do your homework? And they said, it's very easy, only 10 minutes. But for me, it took 2 hours. It's a lot of suffering. Why? Because about 3/4 are all new words. So I don't know these words.But good thing that my daughter bought me an electronic dictionary so I can check on it. But recently I found a better way, which is Master Lien Deng. But he's also very smart. Every time I'm about to do homework, he would hide. He'd hide in his room and would lock the door and pretend that he would be sound asleep. And I could hear his snoring every time I'm about to do homework. So there's a saying, always a way to counter everything. So because of homework,Sometimes I drag him out and he would sit next by me and accompany me doing my homework. But after about 30 minutes, he would find an excuse and leave. But I'm smarter. I would hold on to him and said, I haven't finished my homework. You shouldn't go anywhere. Where are you going? And he would answer,I just need to hit the wall and then I'll come back. And I just laughed. I asked him to go to school together, then we can communicate better. But he would answer, if I go to the school with you, then I probably would be dead.And he praised my teacher that it must have been a great teacher to be able to teach me. When the teacher returned the exam, the test would say nice job or good job. And prior to the teacher giving the report card to me, he would just turn it upside down and put it on my desk and did not say anything. It turned out, I found out that a lot of other people got almost 100, but I only got 17. Because Joe probably was caring for me because I usually dress nicely and I don't look that very old. Perhaps he would be afraid that I would be embarrassed. So he turned the report card up upside down. But when I learned that I only got 17, but I thought, why? Because the teacher said that as long as you write your name and the date, then you would get at least 20. So I asked my neighbor, why do I only get 17? I should get at least 20. So he checked my name and my date, and she said, because you spell your name wrong.
So, yesterday,
each of the students did the homework about my family, but I just sat there, and the teacher asked me, where's your homework? And he said, maybe you're too busy, so why don't you give it to me next time? So I told him. I'm sorry, I didn't know what you were talking about. I did not understand that I was supposed to do this homework. So Master Lin then asked me not to continue studying, but I did not want to give up, so I continued. So that was just a joke. That after living here 20 years, that's still how I am. I don't have affinity with English. And now I would like to briefly talk about each of us, perhaps because of certain thing, you would get angry. Like Master Lian Teng would get angry when I do homework. Some people maybe get angry because of the traffic jam, or maybe because you can't find things, you get angry. Master Lian Teng was like that. Sometimes you just want to let other people get angry, but the other people don't get angry, so you get angry yourself. So this means that you're very weak. It's easy for you to get angry. But after a period of cultivation and training, maybe we still impossible for us to understand about this emptiness or empty nature. I feel that if we are still put in our best effort in our cultivation, there would be we would make a difference. Now I already allow a lot of imperfection in my life. What is a perfectionist? You want everything to be like what you expect. For example, I would like to live in a house with a certain color, and then one day if you can't achieve that, then you would lose sleep over it. And some people have certain clingings. They only drink water out of a bottled water. But we need to know that the weaknesses of perfectionists is that you would suffer a lot, because the world is imperfect. It's not perfect at all. Because a lot of things don't always go according to our wishes. So today, in order to achieve what we expect, we need to spend a lot of time and a lot of plans, but the result can still be for failure. So we need to adjust our own hearts and mindsets. Like what Grandma said, everything would go according to our mind, then everything would be perfect. So did you attend our ceremonies? So Master Lian Teng and I just came back from Montreal for Dharma propagation. When we got off the plane, Reverend Lian Tian told us at the airport, the ceremony will be outdoor in a park in Chinatown, and it will be open to public. It's a Kuan Yin ceremony, but we don't have any tent. But the weather forecast said that 70% would be raining. Why did you tell me? Because you would be presiding over it, so you need to pray to the dragon god. So I did not answer anything at that time. I said there's still time. So after a day or two passed, in the morning of the ceremony, the weather forecast was accurate. It rained very hard. Everybody was nervous. So Reverend Lian Tian kept calling me many times to the hotel. Master, please ask Sizun, Grand Master, and the Dragon God. So the ceremony was about to begin, and I earnestly kneeled down and prayed to the sky, the Grand Master, to the three Yidams and the Dragon God. I told today is Lian Miao who's presiding over the ceremony. If it is supposed to rain, then let it rain. Because there's nothing I can do if that's what the karma is. However, in the future, any true Buddha master who is propagating Dharma ceremony, or when other masters is benefiting other beings, please give them conveniences. Please don't rain. And then they asked me, should we continue now? It rains so hard. What if it never stopped? What should we do about the ceremony? And then I said, well, we've done our prayer and it's time for the ceremony. Let's just start. So everybody cooperated. So the ceremony started. Everybody recited the Root Guru Mantra. So at the time when we are reciting the Root Guru Mantra, and this time my brother knew because he was there, the rain stopped. Not only that the rain stopped, the sun also shone. And then during the ceremony, there's only a very, very small rain. Everybody was very happy. Then, so that was just right. Not too hot, not too cold. And as soon as the ceremony ended, it started to rain again. So a lot of fellow disciples told me, you know, we kept on observing that it only stopped raining around the ceremonial place, but around it kept raining. So it rained outside the ceremonial area. So that's why the True Buddha Tantric Dharma is just incredible. So it happens often when we're conducting ceremonies outside. And I think that as long as we give it our best, that's fine. Whether it rained or not, it's still very good. Of course, we're full of gratitude to Grandmaster and to all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and to the support of the all protectors. Jesus said that the world is imperfect. And we view it as imperfect because we still have attachments and unrealistic expectations. But if we know how to counter that, then your heart would be truly liberated. Then you would not worry whether what kind of house you live in, what kind of water you drink, and you will not be waiting in expectation for anything. So to get rid of this attachments is what Grandmaster taught us. Then we would become totally free. And nobody can get us angry or can harm us. When Buddha Sakyamuni went to a village, some people said the very unkind words to him. But the Buddha just stood still and heard, listened to it, and then said, "Thank you for finding me, but I need to go." And said, "Tomorrow, when I have time, if you have more to tell me, I can make time." And then these people could not believe what they heard. And then one of them asked the Buddha, "Didn't you hear what we said to you? What kind of cursing and scolding that we did, and you had no reaction toward them?" The Buddha said, "If you want my reaction, then it's too late. You should find me 10 years ago. Then I would have a lot of reactions. But this past 10 years, I'm not under any control by anybody. I am no longer a slave. I am I. I am my own master. So I do things according to myself, not according to other people's reactions. So if someone's angry to you, it's his or her problem. If someone insults you, it's his or her problem. If someone is rude and impolite to you, you need to tell you that's his or her problem, because it is his or her problem. Because whatever the person says or does, it's his cultivation stage. So you don't want to punish yourself because other people's mistakes. So how can you punish yourself through other people's mistakes? Because when you get angry, then you're punishing yourself. Don't you think so? There's this story that always goes to the newsstand to buy a newspaper. And the owner of the newsstand is always impolite, but the person who bought the newspaper always say thank you politely. And then one day the friend saw this and asked him, "Is he always like that, selling you newspaper?" And he said, "Yes." "Then why are you still so polite to him? Do you know what he answered?" "Why do I want him to control my behavior?" "That's true. So there's a monk that asked the Zen master. So where should we, how can we place our mind in the unobstructed realm? And the Zen master answered, as long as you don't let yourself be cheated by others. What this means? No matter who or thing or place, should not let them trick us or insult us or influence us. This is what Grandmaster and the Buddha taught us about self-mastery, because we are the master of ourselves. So to be ourselves, it's very, very liberating. This is what I like to share with everybody. Om Mani Padme Hum. Now let's join our palms with great respect, and I would represent all of us to invite Grandmaster to give us Dharma teaching. Homage to the Monk Liao Ming, to Master Sakya Zhengkong, the 16th Dharma King Karmapa, Master Thubten Tharji. Homage to the Sainted on the altar. Homage to the Golden Mother of Primordial Pond. Would like to wish Golden Mother always filled with the incense and with everlasting life. Sumu, presiding master, all masters, Dharma educators, Dharma teachers, all disciples, all disciples over the internet, let all be auspicious. Today is the birthday celebration of Golden Mother. So we have a birthday celebration here. So we supplicate Golden Mother to descend and to give all of us blessings, so that all is great and auspicious. When we were entering Samadhi, I personally could feel this descendant, that Golden Mother has descended here. And I prayed that all people would be free from disasters, calamities, misfortunes, all negativities would be dispersed, and that we can develop our wisdom and merit. And just now we listened to Master Lian Miao talking about perfectionist, and also about the miracle that happened about the rain during her Dharma ceremony. And as a spiritual cultivator, we should be ourselves and not let ourselves be influenced or controlled by others.
那么在师尊的眼中呢，如果依照这个禅师来讲
，So this is the common wisdom. And
一切都是完美。
But everything in the eyes of Grand Master is perfect. Nothing is imperfect.
大家稍微想一想这句。
So please ponder upon this word, this statement. Everything in this world is perfect. Nothing is imperfect in the eyes of Grand Master.
都是完美的。
So everything is perfect, nothing imperfect. So I would be the true perfectionist. I would be the true perfectionist. Because there's nothing is imperfect, then of course you are also perfect. Absolutely perfect.
今天我收到一个 一个地址,
Today, I received this note from a disciple, and he wrote it this way. So this envelope,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
and five characters, five Chinese characters.
请他站起来一下好吗? 莲花建宗,
莲花建宗, please stand up.
他写的这五个字是写我是没有的
He said, I don't exist.
这位是谁呀?
So I'm asking you, who is this that's standing up?
Okay. 其实他是不用拍掌的 拍掌了就是,
Actually, he should not clap because He clap.
你还听得懂我的话吗?
So please sit down. See, you still understand what I said.
没有的,
so I do not exist.
就不要站起来,
when I ask you to stand up, you should not have stood up because you do not exist.
我问你话的时候啊,
when I ask you questions,
你答的, 你既然拍掌,
when I ask you questions and you You clap, so you answered, and then you sat down. You said, it's very, very close.
其实这我是没有的，就是佛陀在《金刚经》里面所讲的无我相。
Actually, this statement, I do not exist, is the
无人相，无众生相,
is like what was spoken in the Diamond Sutra about no self, no self, and no forms of the self, of the people, of the lifespans. So what you said, that that you do not exist, it's right, it's not wrong, it's very close. It's very close to the enlightenment of Buddha Sakyamuni. So I encourage you, that you should apply it to your life, then you would become a perfectionist, an absolute perfectionist. Since you do not exist, who can control you? Since you do not exist, who can influence you? Since you do not exist anymore, so what is there to gain or to lose? Nothing.
一切已经非常接近平等。
Everything is very close to the equality.
无我是第一个。
So it was written in the Diamond Sutra that no self is the first condition. So 莲花建宗. Pretty good.
这个纸条 等一下你可以拿回去。
You can take this note back, but I would keep the envelope.
啊，师尊是很完美的哦。
So Grandmaster is a perfectionist. I mean, Grandmaster is perfect.
这个提到。
Grandmaster is perfect.
他自己这样子讲啊。
So in the Platform Sutra of the Six Diamond, he said.
那么送财呢？
Coming down from the mountain, he delivered the firewoods to a guest in a guest house, and he received the payment and overheard someone was reciting a sutra. As soon as he heard the sound of the chanting,And the words of the sutra, immediately Hui Neng had an insight. That's what was written in the Platform Sutra. When he heard the sutra chanting, that his heart chakra was enlightened. Actually, at this time, we cannot say that it was enlightenment. Although in the Zen Sutra, that's what was written. Actually, it was just an insight or a joy, a joyous feeling about it. You can't say that that was an enlightenment. It cannot be called enlightenment. Because if he enlightened, then he did not need to seek the Dharma to the fifth patriarch. Because enlightened is enlightened. And he did not need to beproven, and he did not need to study further or to seek further. So we could not call this enlightenment.
慧能啊，在写的这个偈呀，菩提本非树。
Like the verse that Hui Neng wrote.
本来无一物，何处惹尘埃？
That body originally has no tree.And the mirror has no platform. So there's originally nothing. So where can it gather dust? So this verse only talk about emptiness. So it's very close, but it's not considered enlightenment.
So I think the 六祖禅经他那边写的见一刻诵经心即开悟。
So what was written in the Platform Sutra that when he heard the sutra chanting, he was enlightened. Actually, it was not.
这个人客诵这个金刚经，他心里非常。
Actually, when he heard the guest was reciting the sutra,His heart was filled with joy, and he had a great insight because he had the wisdom. So he had that deep insight, but we could not call that enlightenment.
六祖慧能一听到这个客人诵经，他就问客人。
So when Hui Neng heard this guest reciting the sutra, so he asked him, "What kind of sutra were you reciting?" And the guest answered.
金刚经
It was Diamond Sutra.
那么金刚经就是我讲过的大波叶经
So, and the Diamond Sutra
577卷
It was the Mahaprajna Paramita number 577 scroll. It's called the Diamond Sutra.
就是金刚经
So, the brief edition of theOr the summary of the Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra is the Diamond Sutra. So at that time, Hui Neng was filled with joy and asked the guest, Where did you come from? How could you recite the sutra? How did you learn it? And he answered, he came from the Huangmei province, Huangmei County, and there was a temple called the Dongchan, and the abbot there was called Hongren, the fifth patriarch, the great master. He was a disciple of Hongren, the fifth patriarch. And Hongren, the master, the patriarch, was expounding on the Diamond Sutra at that temple and asked all the Sangha and the laity that if you recite the Diamond Sutra often, then you would be able to see your own self nature and would be able to directly become a Buddha. So by reciting the Diamond Sutra, you would be able to see your own self-nature and attain Buddhahood in a direct manner. So why Diamond Sutra contains such great power? Because of the Poye, Prajna, wisdom of Buddha Sakyamuni. So the essence of Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra is the Diamond Sutra. So after reciting the Diamond Sutra, you can realize the non-existence of self. Like what Master Lian Miao was talking about perfection late earlier, we can start from the non-existence of self. Because if self is non-existent, then you have no attachment. Because attachments came from self or I. If I were to go to conduct the ceremony there, and it was about to rain, whether it rained or not, of course, it would have been more perfect if it did not rain. Because like what Master Lian Miao said, it rained at other places except the ceremonial place. That's even more perfect. But Grandmaster would think this way, whether it rained or not, whether there was a windstorm or not, whether it rained here or it and did not rain elsewhere, that was still perfect. Because in conducting a ceremony and you're seated on the Dharma seat, there's no attachment whatsoever. Everything is loosened up. It was open. Whether there was a miracle or not, we don't care. Because everything is a natural phenomena. Like this time, we traveled to Europe. The king or the queen of joke telling, Dharma Sister Linda, her eyes were red for 3 months, and she had seen 5 doctors and used eye drops for 3 months. It was never cured. The first day when she was on this trip, she told me that her eyes were red for 3 months and have seen 5 doctors and have used the medicine. I just looked, glanced at her and did not say anything. They did not say that I was going to cure her, but on the second day she was cured. Actually, I thought, doesn't matter whether it's got cured or not. I know that she's watching the internet right now. So I just took a look at you, a quick look, and her eyes were cured. And there was another disciple, Mrs. Wang Ta Yan. She barely could attend because she was swollen all over her body, from her face to the feet. But she still made it. And she told me that, Grandmaster, I'm swollen all over my body. And I just took a quick look at her. That's fine. And the second day, she was cured. And then the third, even stranger one, the guide in was called Patrick Chang. Was Mr. Chang. So prior to him accepting this job, his kidney stone was, he suffered a lot of pain from his kidney stone, but he still tried his best to make it. And then on the Mount Titlis, in that snowy mountain Titlis, he saw me doing the Tai Chi on about above 3,000 meters above the sea level, because the air was kind of thin on that snow mountain. And he was suffering from pain, and he felt very envious. And then he thought, I want to take refuge. And then after taking refuge, I took a glass of water, and I empowered it, and let him drink it. And after he drank it, and then he started to recite the Root Guru mantra nonstop. Someone asked him, have you chanted the Root Guru Mantra, Om Guru Lian Sang Siddhi Hom? And he answered, I don't know what kind of water that was. I started to recite the mantra and I could not stop. I decided even on the bus or off the bus. So this tour guide continued to recite this mantra. He could not stop. So that glass of water is very strange. I did not say for you to chant continuously, but he did. And even more amazing, his kidney stone was cured today. When he got examined again, the numerous kidney stones now were all gone. Actually, this has nothing to do with me. He just drank a glass of water. You wanted to take refuge, so I let you drink this glass of water that had been empowered, then you've taken refuge. That's very miraculous. A lot of things are like that. Just amazing. So by just take a quick look, in the future, I could be a doctor. There's two doctors here. But I can just take a quick look. There's no need for medicine then. So this is just a very amazing thing. Why? Because as long as you empty yourself completely and you're gone, then the equality mind would appear.
就是任应妙用就出现。
Then that kind of a power, the transcendental power would appear, and it's at your use, at your.
啊，小崔，啊，请你站起来。
Take a look at 小崔。
啊，请你坐下。
Please stand up. Now please sit down.
他刚有一天，他来西雅图。
One day she came to Seattle.
两个眼睛都哭红。
And her eyes were red because of crying, because her face and her whole body was filled with red rashes. It's like the leprosy. So leprosy, just like that. It would scare people off. Yeah, but take a look at Xiao Cui now. She's slim and she looks fine. Her name is Xiao Cui. Her name is very poetic. That would let people feel good. But at that time, she scares people off. Nobody dare to take a look at her. Even when she's taking a look at herself in the mirror would break. Did not dare to reflect on her. So her look at that time was... She asked for my blessing. It was Saturday and Sunday, please bless me. And then on Monday, I told her to see the doctor. So I did. By not looking at her, I gave her a blessing. So she asked for it, so I gave her the blessing. So I don't need to do much anyway. And the second day, she cured about halfway. And then on Monday, she canceled her doctor appointment. She did not need to see the doctor anymore. Her whole body was cured. When people saw her, they asked, what would happen if she could not be cured? Think about it. And that's not good. Then she would be filled with resentments, and she would not dare to come out and see anybody anymore.
But 见人是这个陈传芳讲的笑话。他说
talking about this bird, there's this joke. There's a swordman that he would never be far from the swords, and the swords never be far from the body, but at the end it becomes a petty person. This is a play of the Chinese words.
讲的笑话。我们晓得《金刚经》啊，这一部经啊。
We know that this Diamond Sutra, the center was about no form.
无住为体，无住为体。
And the body is about non-abiding. And the function is about the marvelous existence. What is this marvelous existence? It's nature or natural. Which is going according to your wishes. So I've explained about the word diamond. There are three great meanings to this. That the diamond means indestructible, forever.
金刚是最坚固的。
that diamond is the strongest.
因为是最坚固的, 所以它也是不坏的。
And because it's the strongest, it is indestructible.
所以它也能够破坏的。
And because it's strong and indestructible, then it can break everything.
达到完美的境界。
Until we achieve the realm of perfection. So to break everything until we achieve the realm of perfection.
我们提到我们人间并不是非常完美。
We've talked about that the world is not very perfect.
所有生来,
because we contain the desire from birth, that we carry from birth. And in this desire, there's greed. So this greed and desire, spiritual cultivators need to eradicate greed, anger, and delusion. And greed is the greatest desire. There's this joke. There's this rich man, and he is carrying his favorite dog, pet, visited a small town for a vacation. And the dog disappeared. So the rich man was very worried and went to the lost and found. The newspaper publisher put on an ad looking for this dog. And he said, if anyone that can find this dog, he would give $100,000. So this rich man loved this dog very much, just like his life. He could not live without the dog. So anyone that find the dog would be rewarded for $100,000. So the newspaper said, okay, we will publish it in the evening newspaper. So he went back to his vacation home. And he was waiting for the newspaper, and the newspaper never came. And he thought, what happened? Wasn't there an evening newspaper? And he went back to the newspaper, the publisher. And nobody was there. Only there was an old man guarding the office. What happened? Didn't we have any newspaper this evening? And the old man said, no. But how about the people? Oh, because everybody, from the president to the editor to the journalist, everybody was looking around for the dog. Why? Because of this $100,000. Then you can open your own publisher. Why do we want to publish the newspaper? It's better just to find the dog. So from this story, that people are willing to die for money. That people have this desire. That a spiritual cultivator being a certain realm doesn't mean that you have no desire. But you can go with the flow according to the nature. And according to your own will, to some extent, that If it comes naturally, that's fine. If it's not there for you, that's fine.
下雨也可以.
So it's fine when it rains. Like today, it shouldn't be this hot. It should have rained. Look at this. I wear something that's see-through. Because it's too hot. Because it's too hot, so that's why I'm wearing this transparent dragon vest. When it's too cold, then I wear the stuffed dragon vest. Because when it's really too hot as we almost shed our skin, then I don't wear this dragon vest anymore. Then I don't need to wear this lama outfit. I could be. The naked Buddha as well. I heard that today it was 92 degrees. If it reaches 150, that's too high.
哪个才算高? 100度就很高了.
What's considered high? 100? 100 is high.
还好, 西雅图还没有100度.
But in Seattle, 100 yet. Otherwise, I would become the naked Buddha. Now it's 92.
所以,
today it was 92.
坦白讲, 下雨对某些人是有好处的.
So rain would be beneficial to some people. Look at the grass. Now we expect the rain.
对某些人,
for some people, it may not be beneficial.
像那个他下雨对卖雨伞的人，寄的人是有用的。
Rainy places would be beneficial for people who sell umbrellas, but for travelers, may not be convenient.
去观光的人是比较辛苦的。So
people who is outdoors is not that convenient. But we feel that everything natural is good.
就是自然.
So perfectionist is natural and
从来不计较. 从来也不比较.
And be added.
从来不计较.
That you don't you don't compare, and you don't care. You never care how other people treat you. It's all the same. And you view each individual as a Buddha.
这个就是瑜伽了，密教里面讲。
Then you have reached the realm of oneness, yoga, the yoga of the one taste. That you view each sentient being as a Buddha, as a Bodhisattva, as a Heruka, as a Dharma protector. You don't care how people look at you. You don't care what people say to you.
刚刚林妙上师也讲了，佛陀不在意人家讲什么。So
Master Lian Miao also said that the Buddha doesn't care what other people say him. He has no opinion. He had no opinion. We can't say that he had no opinions.
也就是没有意见.
That all opinions are no opinions, and because no and no opinion is an opinion. So it's often said in the Diamond Sutra. What's called Seng Yen Lu, he is not a Seng Yen Lu. Because he is not Seng Yen Lu, that's why he is Seng Yen Lu. When everybody view me or look at me, I feel pleased that I am the shine of Taiwan. Oh, my radiance is so great, the great radiance. Even the Xiao Guang Master is smaller. Master Lian Yin, His name was Sun Xiaoguang. Xiaoguang could also mean little light, but it's not.
Oh, Sun Xiaoguang. Sun Xiaoguang. 这个光怎么可以成呢? 应该表现出来叫成。 你沉下去的小光，那就没有光了嘛。
If it's called, it's just the play of the name, the words on the name of Master Ivan. I could not call myself the shine of Taiwan. I would be the shine of America.
Taiwan light. Light. American light. American light. So big. So perfect. So wonderful, so nice, beautiful. 不能太高兴，台湾之光不能太高兴。
Don't be too pleased.
人家讲你
to be the
也不是很高兴的事。
The light of Taiwan.
是什么？
It's not necessarily a good thing. I'm the son of Taiwan.
我是台湾之子。
I am the son of Taiwan.
被台湾所生的儿子。
I was born in Taiwan, so that's why it's all we all call the sons of Taiwan. That's fine.
师尊说身为台湾之子, 哎, 人家写的一本书,
call myself the son of Taiwan. There's a book that's called The Son of Taiwan. It was talking about...
Oh,
you said it. I didn't say it.
是你们讲的,就是我讲的。其实每一个在台湾出生的,就是台湾之子。
Actually, anyone that was born in Taiwan is called the son of Taiwan.
有一点脸挂不住。
But now, as the son of Taiwan,
讲师尊是,
it's a bit...
台湾之子, 词啊, 此日不的词啊。
But some people say that I'm the shame of Taiwan. The shame of Taiwan. Then there's no need to be sad about it. Because as soon as you're enlightened, then you would never be so pleased. And you would never be so happy or so sad. You will not be so happy or so sad, but you will also be happy and also be sad. But your happiness is the happiness of the moment, and your sadness is just the sadness of the moment. It's not lasting. It's only a phenomena of the temporary. It's only temporary phenomena. So, even the glory is only temporary. What's called sadness is also a temporary phenomenon. You can still have the freedom and the natural will to play with it. To control it, to play with it. So Master Lian Miao said, please don't let yourself be controlled by others. But nobody ever controlled me. Nobody ever controlled me. Oh, actually there was. There was. This is my only sadness. My only sadness.
我没有讲谁啊。
I did not say who.
但是这个也是一时,
but this is also just a phenomena of the moment. It's definitely not forever. So Grandmaster is truly a perfectionist. That I need to do everything to a perfection. To the best.
非常的这个, 这个 perfect.
Has to be very perfect. Very perfect.
Very, very perfect. 完美主义者，但现在真的
perfectionist， but now I'm truly a perfectionist。
也是完美。
Even sadness is perfect. Even suffering is perfect. Slander is also perfect. And challenges, adversity is also perfect. Whatever people say is perfect. When you are salvaging sentient beings here, there's no complaints.There's nothing called regrets, and there's nothing called complaints. As soon as you're seated on this Dharma seat, then you're the light of the universe. If you cannot change the outside or the external,then internally you can clear away all the harm and the wounds. Then this is a very high spiritual cultivation realm. So I wish that in our spiritual cultivation we don't succumb under anybody's control, because a lot of people were controlled by a few words or by a few looks.
被人抛弃你就被控制。
Or if you were abandoned by someone, or something bigger, like when you are negatively published by the media, then you were under control.
被这个
something even bigger, like when you lose your freedom, then you are controlled.
高人
A true adept or a highly attained person, then he would be the light of the universe in any realm. Actually, we should complain about this heat, but there's no problem.
没有什么事。
No problem.
在冷的天气应该要很抱怨，没有什么事。
That we should complain about the very cold weather, but no.
在忧伤的事情，你都要。
Something that's very sad, we should be very
在快乐的事情。
We complain about it, but no.
也没有什么事。
Or things that should be very joyous, or joyous occasion is.Should be like nothing. So, in the heart of a true cultivator, everything is natural and goes according to your will. So, Buddha Sakyamuni was enlightened. The fifth patriarch Hongren was enlightened. And the sixth patriarch Huineng was also enlightened toward the end, because after the fifth patriarch told him about the statement of enlightenment, he was also enlightened. It turned out to be like this. Only this enlightenment can truly break apart everything.Only this kind of enlightenment is indisputable. Only this kind of enlightenment is the most perfect.
So,
you pondered, it's quite good.Five characters, seven characters, it's fine. You can do it three characters or verse. There's no limitation. Whatever that you realize, and it's when it's exactly the enlightenment of the Buddha, then that would be incredible. Then that would be very perfect. What is the most perfect? So ponder upon this, meditate on this.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
We are
very grateful for Grandmaster.